Welcome to the Community Oncology Journal podcast for October 2012. I'm Dr. David Henry. This month we bring you a study of first-line FOLFIRI with cetuximab in KRAS wild-type metastatic colorectal cancer patients with an accompanying commentary by Dr. Dan Haller. We have a review by Myrna Rosenfeld on recent developments in high-grade glioma and a very timely and useful review by Kathy Lynch on the dermatologic toxicities of EGFR inhibitors, in which she emphasizes early diagnosis and proactive therapies. Amy McLaughlin brings us a review of hypertension for all of us who have to write those prescriptions for our oncology patients with hypertension. So let's begin. Dr. Dan Haller provides a commentary on the treatment of colorectal cancer entitled Cetuximab plus FOLFIRI as a First-Line Therapy for Metastatic Colorectal Cancer. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first-line use of cetuximab with FOLFIRI in KRAS wild-type patients based on the CRYSTAL trial this past August. Therefore, in 2012, oncologists and patients have a broad selection of drugs in treating metastatic colorectal cancer. Three chemotherapies of 5-FU, irinotecan, and oxaliplatin, two anti-angiogenic agents, bevacizumab and aflibercept, two EGFR antibodies, cetuximab and panitumumab, and one tyrosine kinase inhibitor, most recently approved, regorafenib. What a change from years past. How to mix and match these therapies to best treat our patients. The most recent drug, the regorafenib, is approved for patients who have basically had everything, namely fluoropyrimidines, oxaliplatin, irinotecan, and anti-VEGF therapy, and if KRAS wild type, anti-EGFR therapy. In such patients, the trial of regorafenib versus best supportive care improves survival by 1.4 months, rather impressive in these heavily pretreated patients. So this drug will likely continue in its current position of final therapy versus best supportive care, but may move up in future trials. However, this still gives us oxaliplatin or irinotecan with or without bevacizumab or EGFR inhibitor in KRAS wild-type patients. Dr. Haller suggests that the VEGF inhibitors tend to be most effective to maintain responses, while EGFR inhibitors seem better positioned to improve response rates, something to keep in mind when preparing a patient for liver metastases for neoadjuvant chemotherapy prior to surgery. Set to answer this question a year or two from now is a large trial which will pit FOLFOX or XELOX or FOLFIRI with either bevacizumab or cetuximab in the first-line setting. Dr. Haller takes this opportunity to predict that the likely outcome of the trial will be a higher response rate with cetuximab and longer progression-free survival with bevacizumab, but no difference in overall survival, so we will see. Our community translations editor, Dr. James Abram, takes the same data and makes his suggestions on, quote, how I treat metastatic colon cancer. He suggests that the best approach is to individualize the regimens for various advanced colorectal cancer patients based on treatment intent, namely, is it palliative or preparation for liver surgery, and of course, the age of the patient and performance status are important as well. And we cannot forget cost. The recent decision by Memorial Sloan Kettering not to offer aflibercept to their patients because of the minimal improvement in outcome yet large addition of cost was truly trailblazing. This led to Sanofi cutting the cost of 1 month of drug administration by about 50%, an equally brave and trailblazing decision, so we commend them both. Next, recent developments in high-grade glioma by Dr. Maria Martinez-Garcia and Dr. Myrna Rosenfeld from the Hospital del Mar, Department of Neurology, Barcelona, Spain. Glioblastoma and other high-grade gliomas have poor outcomes and are a challenge to treat. Because these tumors are rare, relatively speaking, large-scale practice-changing trials are difficult to perform and can only be performed via multinational organizations. Several large trials performed in this manner have set the standard of care that offers increased progression-free and overall survival for some patients. Most important is the use of correlative tissue studies to identify prognostic and predictive genetic markers, assisting individualized treatment strategies to develop new therapeutic targets. High-grade gliomas treated with the combination of radiation and temozolomide led to improved survival of 14 versus 12 months when radiation alone was used. increase in the DNA repair enzyme 6-methylguanine DNA methyltransferase, or MGMT, promoter is associated with better survival at 2 and 5 years. However, studies evaluating continuing adjuvant temozolomide beyond initial induction combined modality therapy with 6 cycles did not show any improvement in outcomes. New experimental agents on the horizon in high-grade gliomas include selengitide, an integrin inhibitor, cediranib, an anti-angiogenic agent, rindopepamut, a small peptide vaccine targeting EGFR V3 mutation commonly found in GBM, and DCVAC-ELA tumor lysate-loaded dendritic cell vaccines. Anaplastic oligodendrogliomas, slightly lower grade than GBM, have better survival if DNA analysis shows a co-deletion of 1P and 19Q. A recent study confirmed that neoadjuvant chemoradiation improves survival in these patients over single modality therapy. Gliomas which progress after these standard therapies can be successfully treated again in some patients with VEGF inhibitors like bevacizumab. And also helpful is the mutation marker isocitrate dehydrogenase, or IDH1, which is associated with a favorable prognosis in low-grade gliomas. The VEGF inhibitor bevacizumab can cause significant tumor image shrinkage on follow-up studies that are more the result of lesser permeability than tumor response. Likewise, pseudoprogression with induction temozolomide and radiation can falsely indicate tumor growth, or so-called pseudoprogression. To address these shortcomings, new response criteria have been proposed by the Neuro-Oncology Working Group that depend heavily on a non-enhanced tumor T2-weighted MRI image for response evaluation. Next, management of dermatologic toxicities in patients receiving EGFR inhibitors by Kathy Lynch, RN, at the Hematology Oncology Associates of Northern New Jersey in Morristown, New Jersey. EGFR inhibitor therapy often leads to dermatologic toxicity. Most patients will develop skin rash and may experience nail and periungual changes. No uniform methodology exists to grade and manage symptoms from EGFR inhibitor therapy. Earlier recognition of symptoms and proactive therapeutic interventions can help treat these toxicities, however. EGFR expression itself is a normal cellular mechanism of metabolism, and its greatest expression seems to occur in epithelial cells, leading to that location for greatest toxicity. In the skin, this is the basal keratinocytic layer of the epidermis. When EGFR toxicity occurs, it is the result of keratinocytic death in this epidermal layer, leading to localized elevation of inflammatory cytokines and the subsequent observed toxicity. Acne-like rash is then the first manifestation and can be widespread, leading to secondary bacterial infections along with a hand, foot, and nail change. In this review by Ms. Lynch, there are 3 excellent tables. The first is the NCI Toxicity 4.03 grading scale for grades 1 through 4. The second is the recommended cetuximab dose modification for the severest grade 3-4 toxicities of this acneiform rash. And finally, a very useful table for the management of skin rash and nail periungual changes with prophylactic and actual treatment recommendations, along with a beautiful schematic in this review for the mechanism of EGFR toxicity. Certainly a review worth keeping handy when using EGFR inhibitors. Next, hypertension, a review by Dr. Amy McLaughlin at Thomas Jefferson University and Dr. Gina Policarpo from Pennsylvania Oncology in Philadelphia. There are many different classes of drugs that can increase blood pressure, and they range from antidepressants and steroids to cancer therapies like bevacizumab, tamoxifen, sorafenib. Loop diuretics remain the initial mainstay of therapy in mild hypertension. Aldosterone is the mineralocorticoid-raising blood pressure hormone and can be inhibited by spironolactone in the distal renal tubule. Likewise, the renal angiotensin system can cause hypertension and is inhibited by the angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, or ACE inhibitors, such as benzopril and lisinopril. These ACE inhibitors break down bradykinin, which activates nitric oxide. ACE inhibitors can thereby increase bradykinin, allowing better blood pressure control, but also activating a cough mechanism in up to 20% of patients. The angiotensin II receptor antagonists, or ARBs, ARBs, can also decrease aldosterone secretion by inhibiting angiotensin II correction type 1 receptors and subsequent increase of serum renin concentration. But the ARBs do not directly inhibit the breakdown of bradykinin, so there is no cough. The beta blockers are important to reduce cardiac pumping force and overall cardiac output. They can be selective or non-selective, which may be of special importance in patients with a tendency to bronchospasm or asthma. Likewise, the calcium channel blockers inhibit the efflux of calcium into these slow calcium channels, causing relaxation of smooth muscle and vasodilatation. The non-hydroquinone calcium channel blockers are verapamil and diltiazem and are metabolized by the cytochrome P450 pathway. The dihydropyridine calcium channel blockers, such as amlodipine and nicardipine, do not have these effects on the AV node. In this review of hypertension by Ms. Lynch, there are several sample cases of typical oncology patients with recommendations for antihypertensive medication. A very nice review. And that concludes this month's podcast for the October 2012 issue of the Community Oncology Journal. We welcome your comments or suggestions, so please visit us at communityoncology.net. That's communityoncology.net, where you can also search archived issues of the journal for other important topics. And thanks for listening.